Father, we thank you tonight that we come to celebrate Jesus and celebrate that we are sons and daughters of God. We're here and all over the world. We bless every person who's listening that they may understand what you want to say to us tonight. We give you the glory and the praise, and we know you got all the answers. And we thank you for our answers tonight, that you'll speak to each one of us and tell us what to do and how to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Listen very carefully to the words of this text I'm going to read in the 13th chapter of Matthew. And I'm going to have you to write down, let's see how many words, a few minutes, that you'll be able to keep up with what the Lord is going to teach us tonight. I'll have you write the words down in a few moments. In Matthew 13, chapter 13, verse 1, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And a great multitude was gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake, Jesus, spake many things unto them in parables. That short earthly stories with heavenly truth, and they're only for those who can receive revelation. And he spoke in the third verse, he spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. You see that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let me get ahead of myself. The whole kingdom of God is based on seed principle. Yes, Jesus was a seed. All right, the word of God is a seed.
Yes, it is.
And so the whole kingdom manifestation, listen now, and mysteries,
yes,
are based on you permitting the Holy Spirit to give you understanding of how the seed work.
Yes,
in other words, in every area, not just in financial, but in every area, you walk with God. If you're going to walk in the mysteries of God, you're going to have to understand the seed. Part of reading any further, I'm going to give you those words. What has to happen, you have to hear, number one, spiritually. Number two, you're going to have to see. Only way that's going to happen, the Holy Spirit. Hearing, seeing. Number three, you're going to have to understand. Okay? Number four, you're going to have to receive. Then you have to apply. Then, following those steps, manifestation and demonstration come forth. The kingdom is a seed kingdom. And the mystery of the kingdom, listen to me very carefully, is hidden in the seed. Any manifestation, any demonstration you want in the spirit realm is hidden in a seed. That's so powerful. And the Holy Spirit gonna have to give it to you, because it got to come through revelation. Are you listening? Now, because of the economy and because of things going AWOL, we are teaching about the sowing the seed and teaching about wealth and prosperity. Jesus tell us down the line of different different outcomes. When you read down the 13th chapter of Matthew, I have so much to say to you. I read those. Behold, a soul went for the sword, and Jesus teaching that principle. And so I have to give you some master things tonight to get you ready. Now, when I say this, I'm talking from revelation and experience and manifestation. And so when you hear this, this came along with something that the Father wanted to get into his people about their living status, their financial status, how to handle prosperity, how to handle abundance, how to handle wealth, how to handle increase. Those are all kingdom terms. When I received the revelation of money cometh 20 years ago, I knew it was for the body of Christ. I knew it was to bring us to places that we'd never been before. And along came with it, when I first preached it or tried to explain it, seed sowing came with it. So it was divinely connected. Money cometh and seed sowing is divinely connected. The money is not going to come without the seed. It's a principle. It's prophetic. And so I'm going to train you tonight in money cometh seed wisdom. And I want to go a little further. Cometh to the body of Christ. Money cometh seed wisdom. Because right along with that prophetic word and the prophetic movement going on 20 years is the money moving and the seed moving at the same time. How y'all just come so, like y'all came so down to the step. It's just not normal. It's not a normal revelation. In that 13th chapter of Matthew, when you read further down, Jesus taught very thoroughly about kingdom seed wisdom. He would tell you where to sow, where not to sow. He tell you about sowing failure. He told us about it in that chapter. Sowing success. The sower, the seed, the song, and the harvest. They go together. The sower, the seed, the song, and the harvest goes together. Now, here's another word for you. The Holy Spirit is a sowing teacher. He will teach you how to sow. The Apostle Paul is a sowing teacher. Money cometh is a sowing teacher. The cross of Christ is the master seed demonstrator. The cross of Christ is the master seed demonstrator. The lesson that we will see is unfruitful seed and how to make a seed fruitful. And then I wrote, Holy Spirit, reveal the wisdom of the seed. And money cometh, prophetical, supernatural seeds. You listening? Now, when it come down to Jesus teaching this parable about the sower sowing the seed, I wrote, listen to the master seed teacher. Y'all believe he the master?
Yes, sir.
And the master seed teaching and get supernatural instruction about kingdom sowing. That's what happened in Matthew 13 with Jesus teaching. He's given supernatural instruction. He's a master teacher about the seed because he actually is the seed. So there in Matthew 13, that's, he clarified to us, some have ears and don't hear and eye and can't see and heart and can't understand. Because you're going to have a spiritual concept. Anything you read in the Bible, you're going to have spiritual help from the Holy Spirit for you to see it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you don't have to have a feeling. Oh. You don't have to have goosebumps. All you want is a revelation. The goosebumps are going to come after a while. But the revelation, let revelation make you goosebumps. And let revelation make you feel it. All right, now. Ooh, I got so much to say tonight. Turn to Romans 9. I'm going to ask you a few questions. money cometh, seed wisdom cometh to me now. Here's a question. I want you at Romans 9. Put Romans 9:1 on the board, please. Romans chapter 9, verse 1, because I have a very impregnated question, because I'm trying to get you pregnant with sowing. If that can happen, you're going to have all the babies you want. Carl, Howard, Lane, whatever you want. You get pregnant with the seed, all right? Now, this question, and this question will come back to you again. I'm going to ask you now, but it's going to come back to you again. Have you permit the Holy Spirit to develop in you seed consciousness? Have you permitted the Holy Spirit to develop in you seed consciousness? Not just because somebody said, not just because they preached from the pulpit, but have you really permit the Holy Spirit to reveal that truth to you that you can start wherever you are? Yeah, yeah. You see what I'm saying? See, I've been through that. Yep. I started sowing broke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Come on, Apostle. All right. So you ain't got no. See, Romans 9:1 says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not in my conscience, also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. So is your conscience bearing witness with the Holy Ghost about sowing? And only the Holy Spirit can put that in you. In, go back to Matthew now, look at 11, verses 11 and 12, Matthew 13. I'm going to make another statement that I want you to have. Well, look at the ninth verse. Matthew 13:9. Isn't that something? He saw they all had ears. I see everybody in here got ears. But he says, who has ears to hear? He's talking about another realm now. He's not talking about here in English. You know, he that has ears, let him hear. Then we go to this 11th verse, and I'm going to make a statement that's going to help you. He answered and said unto them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now, he's just not talking about a seed now. But to them it's not given. You can't let them who's not given the mystery talk you out of the mystery. The 12th verse says, now the 12th verse tells us very clearly how we're going to receive all the things God wanted to have. He said, for whosoever hath, to him should be given, and he should have more abundance. What he been teaching about? The revelation of the seed. Come on, class. You can't put nothing else up in there. You've been talking about the seed. But whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away even that he hath. And that's the way it works. You got to have revelation. When things going like they're going now, you got to be in a position that you're not bothered. Amen. Just flip the switch and go get you a cup of tea. I'm going to have all the tea I want. Are you following me?
Yes,
stay with me now, because now listen to the statement. The kingdom of God cannot produce without a seed in place. Ooh, my goodness. The kingdom of God cannot produce, that's the mystery, without a seed in place. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And you just can't sow the word for money. You got to sow a money seed.
Yes.
See, each seed is a kingdom seed, but it's in this category, it's in this place. You follow me?
Yes.
All right, this will be a good one for you. God's provision must be seen, heard, and perceived in the seed. I'll say it again. All of God's provision must be seen, heard, and perceived in the seed. And I'll give you a scripture, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither entered the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them to love him, but the Spirit revealed. See, so unless the Spirit revealed to you about the seed, you don't have the revelation. So as I teach, the Holy Spirit is supposed to take over territories in you to give you your own revelation. God's provision must be seen, heard, three things, and perceived in the seed. Turn to John 10. 10. John 10, 10. Thieves come not but to do steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come what? Can't have it without a seed. You can't have it without a seed. You can't have the abundant life without knowing the revelation of how the seed functions. So here, somebody gonna get out of debt right now. Somebody gonna get out of trouble. Right, all the financial trouble, you're going to get out of it right now because I'm about to expose something. Seed deception is a master move of Satan. It's a master move. He wants you to shut down when somebody talking about a seed or somebody kind of gives you some revelation about a seed. He wants you to think about a job. He wants you to think about some kind of big investment or you're going to hit the jackpot. That's what he wants you to think about. See, he's the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Yeah. How he do it? Seed. You eating the seed. Watch what I'm about to say. You spending the seed. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm up. Sowing the seed. Spending the seed. See. Now, man can't tell you when to sow, where to sow, or how to sow. You got to get with God about that. He going to tell you how to sow right into kingdom mysteries. And you'll start having kingdom manifestation that you can't explain. You got it? Seed deception is a master move of Satan to cut off the abundant life. Because you got to look back in Matthew 13, 11, and 12. It's talking about abundance there. And the way that abundance is cut off from a Christian is that Christian is ignorant of sowing or too stubborn to sow. Turn to Galatians chapter 6. I'm going to make a statement. Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. I'll make a statement, then we'll read the scriptures. Once you get in the revelation of the seed flow, you will never step out of it. For kingdom manifestation will overtake you in due season. Amen. Everybody say due season.
Due season.
Yeah, don't worry about the season. Be concerned about the seed. The seed gonna produce the season.
Yes, sir.
So don't get sad because something don't come tomorrow. Keep sowing.
Yes, sir.
It's an ideal of from experience. Passing the sowing test. There's a sowing test. At every level, there's a sowing test. Now you decide, this is the further I want to go, the seed will do the same thing for you. But if you want to keep going, keep listening to the Spirit. Don't listen to nobody talking money out your pocket. I got somewhere down there. Don't pay no attention to them. They broke. I'm trying to instruct you. Apostle Paul one time said, as you've seen me do, do.
Yep.
And I'm trying to instruct you, that's how to do it. Sow that seed. That seed is a powerful thing. Now, here we got, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in a good all good thing. Go to the next verse. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that should he also reap. Look, go to the next verse. Why would it happen? For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows of the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, next verse now. Now you're going to need to kind of hold that voice in if you're going to become a sower. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, if you're a fainter, you can't be a sower. I mean, you sold your last $40 and then the next week, man, nothing come back. Oh, Jesus. I ain't sowing nothing else in my life. There's only a test. What he doing? The period that nothing coming back, he see if you real or not. Are you trying to be a money monger?
Yeah.
You just want money. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes he hold it. He don't let you get it right quick. Y'all, I know y'all ready for this. I know of this in my life and many lives. I know the seed sown properly in the right soil will shut down all lack and limitation.
Amen.
How many of y'all want all lack and limitation shut down?
Yes.
Well, let me read this again then. How many of y'all? Online. All right. Let me read it again now. Let me prophesy to you. The seed sown properly in the right soil will shut down all lack and limitation. You got that based on the lesson that the Apostle Paul taught in Philippians chapter 4. I think it began at the 13th verse. He was sowing in, but he got to the 19th verse. Y'all know what Philippians 4:19 said? How many of y'all don't know what Philippians 4:19 said? I got some work on my hand. Turn to Philippians 4:19. If you're going to become a sower, you got to understand how it worked. See, some people go right to that voice, but you can't go to that voice. You can't go to Romans 4:19 talking about, I'm confident, I believe the Lord, my God, she's talking about, no, God said, I didn't hear you. Because this scripture came from seed sowers.
Yeah.
I begin, why are you beginning that? Let's see. We need to see this because this will be a great lesson, because a lot of times we take scriptures and try to make scripture work for us out of context. Yeah, y'all are putting quoting Philippians 4:19 and having sold a seed. And quoting Philippians 4:19 and crying. God love me. God really love me. God said, but I can't violate my word for you. I can't violate this word just because you prayed. Just because you quoted 19 scripture. Did you do what needed to be done to qualify for Philippians 4:19? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Look at the 15th verse, Philippians 4:15. Philippians 4:15. Because we often jump to the 19th verse. Then I found something in the 19th verse I shared with y'all, I think. It's powerful. It's an apostle making an announcement over you. That verse started with, my God. I mean, all the years I've been reading that scripture, I never saw that. I was reading and the Holy Ghost said, listen, this Paul telling them his God going to do this.
Yeah.
Because they supported his ministry.
Yeah.
What? So there's an apostle prophesying over a seed return.
Yeah.
Now notice the 15th verse. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated. Communicated mean sowing. With me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. You see what happened? All right. For in Thessalonica you sent once and again, not one time, unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, oh hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. You see? Come on now. But I have all. And abound. I'm full, and having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell. Look what he called it. A sacrifice acceptable. Look what he called it. Well pleasing to God. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all are not listening. I'm trying to get you to the next level.
Yes,
all you got to do is listen. All you got to do is listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit to help you. Watch. Then he says, well pleasing to God. Then he said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ. He said, my God, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
So he made an announcement over them because they were sore.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes,
now, this is a question here that gone, I might, it's about, been about a half hour. This is a question. What happens when one begin to look for sowing opportunities? Look at it, so you've been out, been no door been now open. What happened? I'm gonna show you what happened. There's a grace for sowing. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. It no matter what financial condition you in now, child. There's a grace for sowing. There's a sowing grace anointing that God will put on you when you broke. And you'll know how you got out. You're going to pay your last note off. You've been sowing, and now God didn't put you in a position to go pay it off. And you can't fully explain how it happened because your salary sure didn't do it. You put your salary on the side of a seed and it's no match. Matter of fact, your salary is broke. Your seed is abundant. Now, I know you see that $980 you got, and you see a seed over here. What you going to do with $980? With no seed out of it? How far you going to go then? Get in your car and stop driving with $980 and see how far you're going to go, and then how you going to get back? The seed now, you better be listening now. I'm going to take you somewhere. I'm going to take you somewhere. Go to John 12. We'll come back to that. Now, listen to this statement. Type it out and record it. I'll tell you what scripture in a few minutes. Now, listen to it very carefully. It's time for a harvest resurrection.
Yes.
Through the crucifixion of your seed.
Amen.
Other words, the seed have to die before it can resurrect. The harvest from a seed is like the resurrection of Christ. And if you never had a money resurrection, you haven't lived yet. Now look at John 12, 24. John 12, 24. We're talking about a financial resurrection. We're talking about an abundant resurrection. We're talking about a wealth resurrection. We're talking about a resurrection of prosperity. If you keep sowing that seed, it's impossible not to have those resurrections. Are you a seed sower or a seed drifter? Every now and then you're drifting sow seed. Have you asked the Lord to anoint me to sow?
Sure.
I don't know what state I was in, Leroy, when I made the statement. I didn't come to get money from you to come get money. I don't know where we were. I don't know where I was. But it came to let the people know. I didn't come to get no money from you. I come to get money to you. I'm saying the same thing you do tonight. I want to show you how to do it. The Holy Spirit got me on an assignment now to help the body of Christ not to be afraid of what's going on. Because it looks like nobody can handle it. But God said to tell you the seed can handle it. Look at this verse. Very, very, I said, except a corn of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. That's a resurrection. That's a seed bringing a resurrection. But the seed got to die. Now, how do a seed really die? Look in 2 Corinthians 9, 6, and it's going to tell you some things. How a seed die. You got to tell you how let a seed die. See, a seed can't die if you sow it grudgingly. And your spare money seed not going to work. And God don't accept no tips. Sometimes seed will make you sweat. But I promise you, it'll never make you regret. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
See, you're going to have to sweat to be a sower.
Yeah.
But you will have no regret.
Yeah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
It takes faith to sow.
Yes,
are you listening to me? Now, listen to what he said. But this I say, he was sowing sparingly. And that's what he wants you to keep complaining and keep saying, I ain't got, oh, White, he get up there and give him $1,000 all the time. White wasn't giving no $1,000 all the time. He just got a hold of it. You see it? You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
but those people are before you to show you that it can be done. God got it all planned. So don't get upset when people, don't get upset. God's showing you that's you.
Yeah.
I never try to talk people out of money. No, because it's not going to be real if I talk them out of it.
Amen.
They can call me what they want. I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm working for the master.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Why now? But this I say, what he was sowing sparingly shall reap also sparingly. Now, don't y'all throw your hand up because I'm going to ask you something. Don't throw your hand up. I'm going to tell you, don't put your hand up. How many of y'all want to reap sparingly? See, I wouldn't have told you. You'd probably put your hand up because you're trying to answer me. I don't want that to happen to you. And he was sowing bountifully. What does that mean? What bountifully sowing mean? Where you at that time, what God asks you to do, do it.
Yeah.
The mount is on different levels because we're at different stages. You understand? But don't just get satisfied with that $5 stage. Don't say that to me. I sold a seed too. But no, the person who, you gotta keep going.
Yeah.
Amen. He was sold by me, Sharif also by me. Go to the next verse. Why now? Stick with me now. Stick with me. Every man according to his purpose in his heart. See that? Huh? That's conversation with God there. So let him give, not grudgingly, of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver.
Amen.
He didn't quit there. Look at the 8th verse. I think it was an Amplified Bible that really talked to me. What did anybody ask y'all before? Was the Amplified Bible really opening up? And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. And God is able to make all grace, every favor. Look on the board. And you might not have an amplified Bible. Look on the board. Look. And God is able. How many believe he's able? All right. To make all grace and explain every favor and richly bless him. Ooh, Jesus. What could you do with every favor and earthly blessing? How could you live with every favor and earthly blessing from God? So he told us, what activate earthly favor.
Yeah.
Don't look like it, see? That's why Satan laughs when you're sold, because he's stupid. He don't know what's happening. See, he laughed when they put Jesus on the cross. He said, got him now.
Yeah.
Shuck, that's just where God wants you to put him.
Yeah.
Come to you in abundance. So that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance. But the last word is forever? For what? What did the last word say? For every good work and charitable donation. How many of y'all going to go down? How many of y'all going to be a seed student then? How many of y'all going to listen to the Holy Spirit? I believe you. I got a note down here. I don't have no scripture with it. Wake up your sleeping seeds. You must grip the Holy Spirit leading on the sowing anointing. You must grip the Holy Spirit leading. It's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen mentally. It's not going to happen in the flesh. It's not going to happen sensical. You can't sow in your senses. You're going to have an anointing to sow. Sowing must become an urgency to you. In these times, sowing must become an emergency. Because you know what's going to happen. Now, look with me in John, some of my favorite verse here. John 16, 13. I say to you, you must grip the Holy Spirit leading on the sowing anointing. This money comes sowing wisdom. Now, he is here, the Holy Spirit. That scripture tells you, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come. Say, he's here.
He's
here. All right, so now the rest of the voice belongs to us. He will guide you into all truth about sowing.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is the truth.
Yes, sir.
That the devil don't want you to know about.
Right.
The devil wants your hand open. He don't want nothing going out of it. You always want your hand open trying to get something. He wants you to violate the sowing law so he can keep you normal in life. How be when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. See, now, to sow right, you're going to have to eavesdrop on the Holy Ghost. See, he heard something. And he'll bring it to you, but you're going to eavesdrop on what the Holy Ghost is saying and believe what he said. Above your senses, above your salary. I'll say something crazy. Above your silly cousin. Who's telling you that man taking all your money? They'll say it. Oh, yeah, they'll say it with that lying self. I know they'll say it. But we got some of us make them out of lie, though, because we're coming out and say, I might have been doing what they were doing. And look at that. Oh, my Jesus. And it's going to be more. Yeah, God going to shut all them hecklers down. Now, I didn't ask God for money coming. Give me money coming. And then he started me to start teaching it. And I've been all over the world teaching it. And got a lot of proof in people's lives.
Yes. Yes.
In this church, or my son's church.
Amen.
Lady paid off her house, paid off her mama's house. They bought her a new house, bought her mama a new house.
Amen.
Paid for both of them cash.
Amen.
See.
Yes, sir.
We're going to have to know this because when the hard times, the so-called hard time, is wrapping its arm around the world,
yeah,
we're supposed to be different.
Yes,
sir. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
Let me read these verses, because these verses are good. He should not speak of himself, but whatsoever he should hear, that should he speak, and he will what?
Show
you things to come. Go to the next verse. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. And I think in the next verse, he tell you what all belong to him.
Yes.
Everything. All things that the Father has of mine.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So you mean to tell me a seed can put me in the territory of understanding all that the Father have is mine? That's the way I feel tonight. I'm going to tell you right now. All of y'all online, that's the way I feel. All that the Father has is mine. I know that. So I ain't worried about what they're doing down here. See, when you're wearing that anointing, when you got that insight, when you got that enlightenment about the revelation of a seed and your Father, how good he is, he own everything. But you got to give him some pathway to get to you with it. See, Satan, the god of this world, when you sow a seed, you undercut him. See, when you follow instruction and you sow, he can't do nothing about it. So the Father can come back through that seed and give you something Satan can't block. I'll tell you something that's going to help you. The seed looks silly in the natural. You need money and seeding money. You've been through that. You need money. And then you sowing. This don't even make no sense here. It's got to be a demon. That's what he wants you to think is a demon. See? But it's not a demon, it's a dreamer. Are you following me? You're online. Y'all got me? Don't let nobody ever talk you out. Stop sowing. Got some crazy stuff coming out now. I'm not going to even mention it, but some of y'all done saw it, have seen it. Now, you know I taught you better than that. Don't be stupid.
Amen.
When you see something stupid, think about me. The apostolic seed training class is in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 1 through 9, chapter 9, 6 through 10. That's the apostolic seed training class. Start anywhere where you are. No matter what condition you're in, there's a grace when you're ready for it.
Yes, sir.
All right? I just told you that, but I want how much you know about seed death and seed resurrection. I just talked to you about that.
Yeah.
Seed death. And seed resurrection there in John 12, 24. Now, ooh, this one, you're going to cut you. Turn to Mark chapter 10. I'm going to cut you anyway, though. Mark chapter 10, because I think somebody ready to get out of that rat race and get to the place where you're not going after money. See, seed called money to come after you. Mark chapter 10. Because I'm about to make a statement when I heard this. We're about to look at a man that committed sowing suicide. And because of a lack of knowledge, we all at some time committed sowing suicide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking too much.
Yeah.
Without yielding to the Spirit. See, go to think about your family, your last name, your ancestors, how they live. I ain't saw none of that in you. I'm telling you right now, you are getting proper teaching.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you say about it. You're getting proper teaching. You're getting clean teaching. I have no ulterior motive.
Amen.
None. I want you to know.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to flow with the revelation of the seed that the Holy Spirit is giving you.
Yes, sir.
Now, some people are real religious, and they clap their hand and they stomp their feet, but they ain't sowing no seed. And you're saying, wait, some people are real religious and never want a soul to Christ. One-on-one. It takes something to do that. Because you might get turned down. One man told me that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
It's okay, man. Not your cup of tea. I pull on all. I drank it when I put all. Give it back to him, so I drank it. People just don't know. It's a whole unless you yield to be a soul winner, you're probably not gonna be a seed soul.
Ooh.
You know, and some of us been in church for years and never one-on-one brought some people to Christ.
Right. Yeah.
We waiting on the church doors open. What happened? The church door was closed. Now, so nobody in here will commit seed suicide, right? Huh? Now, you have committed it before, you know. Probably all of us. You go talk about a seed, it clothed my ear, clothed my voice, and clothed my mind. Now, when the next song coming? I'm telling you tonight, your way out of the rat race. But the Holy Spirit has to work with you. You see, it's a Holy Spirit thing. It's a Holy Spirit. It's not a man. You understand? No, son, I'll come. Help him up one step. I ain't coming down too far. I receive your seed. It's a $200 seed. So, all right, white. Oh, I received a seed. That's another $1,000 seed. I don't know how many thousand this old son is sold on the line. Thousands and thousands of dollars online this old. Hell yeah, I got a church online. How many members on there? 400 something? Find out how many online now. Somebody talk to me. Darryl, how many online members I have? I can't hear you.
It's on the board?
No, that's the connection tonight. That's how many hit, but that's not how many people, because that could be 4,000 or 5,000 people there, because there'd be different people. All right. But I want to know how many the line membership. Stick your head out that door. How many members? 408. Huh?
You got 408
members online. Wait a minute. I want to say XML now. You might know that. I saw on my phone them 48 partners. How many days that was? 20.
That was between last week and this week.
It's 48 new partners.
Yes, sir.
Where they from? Everywhere, huh? Yeah, yeah. New York. Yeah, they're from everywhere. All walks of life. Tell me some of the places. You got your phone, it's technology. I'm just trying to tell you, I want you to hear that.
Canada.
Trinidad.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Alabama. California.
California.
Louisiana.
Georgia.
Oklahoma.
Everywhere. That's good, son. Everywhere.
Amen.
Many of them online now. And many more to come.
Yes.
People want to hear the truth.
Yes.
People are tired of being serenaded. They won't know what to do. Now listen, I got a few more minutes. Let me work with you with this. Here's a man that committed sowing suicide, because I don't want you to commit it no more. Your money been dying long enough.
Amen.
It's time for your money to resurrect.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
And it's going to be between you and God. You understand, dog? It's going to be between you and God. I'm teaching a lesson, but it's going to be between you and God.
Yes, sir.
But you can sow your way out, baby.
Yes.
And you can sow your way in. And it's a kingdom setup.
Yes.
Sowing is a kingdom setup.
Yes, it is.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Now, here's what most people are doing, and that's why they can't get what they need to get. In Mark chapter 10, verse 17, and when he was going far into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" You saw his question? And Jesus said to him, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandment." Watch this now. "Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal." You say, "Well, I don't run around, but I'm still broke." You ain't sowed a seed. You don't want to run around. But running around ain't gonna bring no manifestation, no money. I live a good, clean life. I clapped my hand when they were singing. So what? Come on, now listen, because I want y'all to see this. I got to close, John, but I want y'all to see this. The man commit sowing suicide, but he's real religious. Watch him. Verse 19, "Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said to him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loves him and said to him, "One thing thou lackest. You're not a sower." Now he probably got his money by inheritance. So Jesus said, "Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come take up the cross and follow me." Seed sowing time.
Yeah.
Now look what happened in verse 22. And he was sad at that saying. Now, I thought he was so religious and loved God and all that. But he wouldn't receive instruction from Jesus and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Now, really, what happened, great possession had him. I wouldn't want to be where I am now if I didn't go through the steps.
Yes, sir.
I don't ever worry about money. I'm not uptight. Don't make me high-minded. But you got to go through the steps.
Yes.
Now, I don't have time to go into the night. But that boy missed 104 return. You read down further in the text. And when Jesus explained it, he was talking about the 104 return. But because he didn't understand sowing, he missed it. Your 104 return day is coming. Yes. I have sown seed, and by the time I get the seed out of my hand, somebody tripled it before I sat down. In different places, not just the church. I can't go nowhere. I went to the optometrist today and got a good report. He said, what are you eating? Your eyes haven't changed. I said, hallelujah. And I'm, what, 3 or 4 years his senior. He said, and nothing changed. How'd it change? He said, you must be living right. I said, yeah, I'm giving right too. Where I was trying to close out with something. What I was saying before I got there. What I was saying. Y'all, anybody know what I was saying? What I was saying, Leroy? Huh? No, he missed out on something else I was telling y'all about. I was about to come and close. He missed out on 104 return. I went to something else. I was trying to tell you in my closing. He missed out on 104 return. I must be through then. Committed sowing suicide. Wonder how many times you've committed it. Wonder how many times you got upset when somebody started talking about sowing. And how many times you got ready to go home when they start talking about sowing? I don't know, I'll just do it this way. Most churches receive the offering as soon as you get in there. Make sure you don't get out. You might get mad about something they preach and leave. So you get that offering first. I don't know why, I started receiving years ago, trying to turn the people's mind from money, that church is just about money. It's not about money. Right. It's about God's word getting in your heart, right, giving you direction how to live the good life of faith. So my members know you've been receiving the offering after. And I don't know, it just came. That's the way the Lord gave to me. Because I don't come here wondering how much going to be put in the offering. Don't have to. I'm a soul. This church is a soul. We saw in the Samaritan praise, what that ship called? Mercy ship. We saw in there every month. Sowing into the Jews. Because they're God chosen people. We're sowing into them. I found a ministry, somebody who's doing it right and sowing to them. Well, another ministry winning more souls than any ministry around now. I'm sowing to them. That's why things working. Amen. The blessing belongs to you. Yes. You tie in with your seeds, sugar. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Now, I want y'all to go over these things. There's more I have to give you. Like, for instance, never underestimate the power of a seed in no situation. She was gathering stick for her and her boy to die. But God gave her a seed opportunity that brought supernatural result, and they had more than enough. Jesus never hold back on a soul. I'll shut up in a minute. Knowing how to am your seed. Don't sow in awful soil, but learn to sow in awesome soil. Don't sow in a soil that is choking people for seed. Put two fingers up. And get in your car if you can't get out, just sitting there and turn the air conditioning on until they get through. Direct your seeds according to the wisdom of God. The revelation of the seed opens the mystery of the kingdom. That's enough. Leroy, come on. You definitely cannot listen to these messages one time.
Amen.
Whole lot will say it. Whole lot more the Holy Spirit will say to you.
Yeah.
Don't care how it sound or how you feel. Just keep listening to it, because there was some impregnated insight. I receive your seed. Impregnated insight that God has given us. All right? All right. Amen.